So, welcome back, everyone. This morning, Nolita spoke so beautifully about wisdom, how wisdom arises. I loved that she referenced the sutta, the teaching the Buddha gave to his son, Rahula. And I always feel a soft place in my heart for these suttas that come from the Buddha's teachings to his son. It's kind of sweet to imagine the Buddha teaching a young version of himself in like a really good parent, you know? Isn't that what a good parent would do? So, in the sutta, the Buddha is asking Rahula to examine his intentions, to look at his mind, his heart, before he acts. And so, this afternoon, or this evening for some of you, I want to offer a guided meditation on intentions. So, this is a really key part of practice that is often overlooked because it's subtle. So, this factor of the mind, intention, is said to arise in every moment, actually. In the Abhidhamma, the Buddhist psychology, it's one of the universal factors. Which means that it's always here. And it's also what is motivating our actions. So when we move to stand, that's first preceded by intention. When we scratch an itch, we do it because there's an intention there. We might not always notice them, they're fleeting, they're subtle. But intention, or chetana in Pali, is what's driving all action. So it's the link between the mind and the body. Voluntary movements, speech, all the activity in the world, it comes from the mind, this chetana. So synonyms are volition, urge, motivation, motive. Often we'll hear this in the teachings as volition or intention. So, this is an interesting teaching. I'm always curious about chetana because in the Buddhist canon, this actually is where karma comes to play. And it's often misunderstood, right? We think karma is something about, there's something about morality or punishment or rewards. But very simply, the word kama in Pali or karma in Sanskrit, it means action. Just that. So the Buddha put his own meaning into the term kama by explaining that the most important aspect of action is chetana, is intention. So when we examine our intentions, when we bring them into the light of awareness, we start to understand kama, cause and effect. The Buddha says, it is intention that I call action. So it's so key because we start to understand that wholesome actions come from wholesome intentions. The Tibetans say that everything rests on the tip of motivation. And so when we start to tune into this power, we see, oh, this is how I can steer my life in a skillful way. This is actually how I can start to understand what to say. How to act, what intentions to listen to, and what intentions to perhaps pause with before we act. So we learn a greater happiness and how to move away from suffering. So during this session together, this meditation, we'll be looking at subtle intentions. And an easy way to begin doing this is, as we're practicing, just looking out for the moment when there's some intention in the body to move. Shift posture, even if it's a subtle thing, straightening up the spine or breathing a little deeper. We'll start to look out for those intentions, to open your eyes if you're sleepy. All of these, just very subtle movements. So if you can, when you notice the intention, make a pause, really notice it before you act on it. And this isn't about learning how to be completely still and not acting on intentions, but we want to slow down those mind moments so that we really highlight, oh, that little movement in the mind that says, I think I'm going to shift position. Or I've been with this itch for a while and I'm going to scratch it, right? So if it's not totally clear, that's really okay. No problem. But we're just really looking for what is present in the mind before we make an adjustment to our posture. Sometimes this is called the about to moment, about to move, about to inhale deeper. So let's just look at that. Look at that moment before physical movement and see if you can get a sense of this factor of chaitanya. Or intention. Okay, so let's begin the practice together. And by now, this is becoming familiar, this settling into your posture, and this turn inwards, the kind of homecoming. Perhaps feeling the quietness in the breath and in the body. And tuning into this balance always of alertness and ease, of uprightness and relaxation. You're knowing we're balancing these two factors just by taking a posture that feels comfortable. Just for a moment or two, open to sounds. And letting the sounds come to you, feeling the arising and passing away of sounds. Maybe listening to silence. And opening to sounds helps us settle into this state of receptivity, softening, opening. And now perhaps connecting with your anchor. This might be your breath or feeling the whole body, body sensations. And settle into a steady knowing of that experience moment after moment. And if there are other experiences that draw your attention, sounds, sensations, hindrances, thoughts, and emotions, you might shift your attention and make that your object for a while. And see what you can learn. Perhaps noticing impermanence. Noticing how the mind is relating to this particular experience. And then, of course, when that particular arising fades, you can let your attention rest back to your original anchor. In breath, out breath, the body. And so now, bringing in this awareness of intention, start to notice when you're thinking of making any voluntary movement. This could be opening your eyes or shifting your spine. Pay close attention to what's happening in the mind just before you make that movement. And see if you can notice how the mind gives the body the command to move. And this is the mental factor of intention at work. You might notice it as an impulse, as an urge, or a little push. Or maybe it feels like that about to moment. Just before you take action. And so if it helps with to use the words, you can use the words or just sense into that urge. It sometimes feels immediate. Oh, the thought to move and then the move. See if you can slow it down. You notice that about to moment. And of course, if you find yourself moving and you miss the intention, that's really fine too. And just continue with your awareness on the in-breath and the out-breath. And then again, when you sense the urge to move, just look, see if you can find that moment of chetana, of intention. If it's helpful, you could use the soft mental note, intending. Or sometimes I even use the Pali, just chetana, that push. So play with this in a curious way. Notice if you're getting too serious. Relax. And just see what you notice. You might notice the intention to swallow. Or even the intention to move your attention back to the anchor. So we're just breaking down experience moment by moment and learning about how one leads to the next. How mind conditions action. As we continue to practice in this way, we begin to reveal a whole layer of mental experience that we might not have noticed before. All these very subtle intentions to move or shift, open our eyes, to look around, to hear, to speak, to listen. So here's a poem as we close our formal session. This is called The Second Music by Annie Lightheart. Now I understand that there are two melodies playing, one below the other, one easier to hear, the other lower, steady, perhaps more faithful for being less heard, yet always present. When all other things seem lively and real, this one fades. Yet the notes of it touch as gently as fingertips, as the sound of the names laid over each child at birth. I want to stay in that music, without striving or cover. If the truth of our lives is what is playing, the telling so soft that this mortal time, this irrevocable change becomes beautiful. I stop and I stop again to hear the second music. I hear the children in the yard, a train, then birds. All this is in it and will be gone. I set my ear to it as I would to a heart. I set my ear to it as I would to a heart. So noticing intentions can be listening to that second music that's playing below the more obvious flow of things. And the invitation as we continue our walking and sitting and eating and sleeping practice is to notice those intentions. And sometimes that can feel overwhelming because there's so many of them moment by moment. But if you want to just choose some to highlight, I've found that reaching, anytime I'm about to reach, especially like reaching for a door handle or reaching to open a drawer, getting out silverware, that noticing the impulse just before you're about to reach your hand, that can be something to look out for, just to notice. And the other time that I think is very interesting is when I'm about to shift postures. So right now, say if you're sitting, you might really notice that intention the moment before you begin to stand up. Okay. About to. That can be quite interesting. Or when you're about to sit down, notice right before. That one is a little harder because we're often a little eager to sit down. Notice, can you slow that down a little bit, changing postures or reaching? So again, stay really playful with this. See what you see. Notice what you notice. Enjoy. And so we'll meet again this evening. If you want to come to an open practice discussion, we'll be holding that at 7:15 Pacific. So in a couple hours here. And that's just in the open practice discussion room. And then same thing, Nolita will offer one again tomorrow morning at 5:30 Pacific time. So you're welcome to either of those. Okay. So enjoy your practice. Thank you so much for continuing. I'm wishing you lots of metta, lots of gratitude as you continue. Thank you. Be well. Bye, everybody.